Before I begin, this is our next Shabbos up to be in Eretz Yisrael, and after that is camp. So I think this is our last Sunday until we resume. I think always the Sunday before Labor Day. Sunday before the Monday of Labor Day. I want everyone here Sundays, they can come to the Hakel on Monday. So the Sunday, before Labor Day. I want to thank everyone. I started Evan Ezra. I wasn't sure how much interest there would be. Evan Ezra is not shyless to come up to people, yayim, and I'm so into it. I'm really very grateful. It gives me an opportunity to go through these halachas. I don't know if it's a secret. I never really went through Evan Ezra straight. Usually, I learn Gemara, I learn with the Shulchan Aruch, but I appreciate it. We're in Samach Vav, Sif Gimel. Last week we learned Sif Beis, which is when someone doesn't have a ksuba on Shabbos, what the Eitzah is. And we started the Mechaber of Sif Gimel, but not the Ramah. The Mechaber of Sif Gimel is probably the more important part of Sif Gimel, which is if you lose a ksuba. And the Shulchan Aruch mixed together two cases. A woman who loses a ksuba, and a woman who is Michael a ksuba. And it said you have to write a new one. V'dafka shekosvaloi hiskabalti ksuvasi. I said I'll come back to that. Tzarch litev acheres b'ikra ksuva. So here I just want to remind you, we learned last week of a man when he gets married has tosis ksuva. He has additions to the ksuva. So, and now a woman either loses or forgives the ksuva. You write a new one. Shulchan Aruch said only the ikr ksuba, not the additions to the ksuba. So we learned last week in the Beis Shmuel that that's going only on machla. She's Michael, so when a woman gets married, a man gives her a ksuba with extra that he doesn't have to give her. If she's Michael, so now he has to write a new ksuba. The new ksuba starts from today, because the mechila is chal. And now you're writing a new ksuba. So the new ksuba, you don't have to write the Taisis ksuba. And the Beis Shmuel even said you only have to write 100. You don't have to write even 200. Now she's a bu'ula.
If she's mocha, why does she have to get anything?
So there's a tekana d'rabbanan, shalik kal b'ra be'lav la'itziyai, that you must have a ksuba. That's why if she's Michael, even she sells the ksuba to the husband, that you have to raise, there always has to be a ksuba. But the point is, it's a new ksuba. She was Michael, Mechilas Chal, and now it's a new ksuba. Mashiach came when it was, you lost the ksuba, she wasn't Michael. You just lost the ksuba. By losing the ksuba, there you have to rewrite the entire original ksuba. And I hope today to give out copies of a ksuba derechasa, and you'll see how it's written. And ksuba derechasa is a ksuba that was lost. And in such a case, that's the way we do it, is that we write whatever was part of the original ksuba.
So, you have the same heading. You have the same heading originally. Why do I have to
reduce
that ksuba? They have the same heading that's on the first one.
So then do what?
And I write
with the first ksuba.
Yes.
So it's going to be a problem, because the date is a false date. So we're going to see in Sif Dalid, it talks about that. I hope they do Gimel and Dalid today. The Ramah adds about this ksuba. Ir shakavshua karkum, a shagolu min ha'ir v'avdu anashim ha'ksuba shalem. That God, we don't live in this world, but it's a world not of ancient times. World War One, World War Two, there were whole cities of Jews that were either captured or had to flee, had to run away had to leave their cities in a rush. And in such a case, a woman may leave her ksuba at home and not know if she has access to it, if she has availability of it. So a city, shekavshua karkum, that was captured by enemies and the people driven from their homes, a shagalu min ha'ir, or they ran away. Va'avdu hanashim aksuba shalahem. Tzrichim lechadesh nishoseyem ksubaseyem. You have to write a new ksuba. Af apishi eshleim reshem yintzu achak aksuba ksubaseyem. Ayazru lahem. So here, the chiddush is, even though maybe the woman will get a ksuba back, now she has two ksubas. We don't write a woman two ksubas, and see we should come manayin twice. Still, me'akasha ksubas b'cheskas avuda is tzrichin ksubas acheres. Once the ksuba is becheskas lost, you need a new ksuba. Now, when I read this, I would think it's a din, it's an Eben Ezra din. It's a din, you're not allowed to be with a woman without a ksuba. So if you don't know what happened to the ksuba, you have to write a new one. But if you look in the Chalkas Mechaikik Tezvav,
she collect twice.
What?
She could collect twice.
She could collect twice. She collect with one and then with the other one. Yes. But the chiddush is, Chalkas Tezvav says, Gam b'chay shem mishpas, sim imal, pasikem yishtar chayim. It's not a din darkin ksuba. It's a din chayshemishbat that when you have in such a time period that something is becheskas avud, that you write a new shtar. Now, what do you do if I wrote, now a man has two shtaris, and now he wants me to pay, and when someone pays me, I say, return the shtar. He's returning one, he might find the second one. So that's the halacha of kaisvin shayver, that you write a receipt, and the receipt identifies the loan, and that loan has been repaid. Now, typically, a person can say, I don't want to have to watch a shayver. I don't want to have the responsibility of guarding a shayver, but in such a case, it's cheskas avudais. He does.
It can make incorporate into the new ksuba that the first one was lost and is waived and is no longer an obligation.
You mean that he'll have that one? It'll say that one makes sense. It makes sense. The new ksuba should say in it that it's.
If she collects the original one first.
You may be right. I'll tell you.
If she collects the original one first. And the maid becomes the second one.
But you can demand the second one. She has no excuse for having the second one. The husband, who knows the second one was written, could demand the second one, I guess. Yes, it does. Good question. Okay. Now, there's a Shiloh. What about a photostat of a ksuba? Let's say your woman wants to play it safe. You have today, women get married here, and then they go off to Eretz Yisrael. So they want to make an extra copy of the ksuva, leave it with the parents, or the safe deposit, you know, just they should have an extra copy. Does a copy of a ksuva, is it worth anything? So this is actually a Sifri Shulchan Aruch. It doesn't say anything about a photostat machine, although today's generation doesn't even know what the word photostat means. Because slowly, the carbon copy. So the Shaila is in what the Shulchan Aruch calls a hatoka. Hatoka means that you have witnesses, they saw the first star, and now I can't find the second one, so I call the witnesses in, I say, do me a favor, just write a document that you know that I had the shtar. You're going to have to sign, when you write a document today, you have to write today's date. But write that you had seen a shtar that was dated such and such, and that Pliny owes me money, and write a hatoka. So in Cheshemishbar, in the Din of Ashtar, it's a Simim Mem Aleph, it's a Gimel, it says there is such a thing, that you could do a hatoka, a photostat would be the same if you have if you can prove that it's an accurate photostat, either an email maybe, or have two witnesses sign that it's an accurate copy. However, the Nesivis there says, I think we read some Norm Vitomin, Nesivis says there in Sivkot Yud, that when you make a copy of a shtar, what's that good for? It's good if I say, you owe me money, and you deny it. You say, lo yoy devar me'aylam. So I lost my original shtar. I bring in the copy of the shtar, whether it's a photostat copy or a hatoka of witnesses. I can bring it and show that there was a loan, if you deny it. However, if you say, yeah, there was a loan, but parati, I already paid you and you returned the shtar to me. So now I'm going to come running in with a copy of the shtar. It's not going to do me any good. Because when you say parati, you're saying I took back the original shtar. So I win. So the language that the Tumim uses is a copy of a shtar works b'toiris edus v'loi b'toiris shtar. In other words, it's an edus, it's a proof that it was a loan. But it doesn't have the dinim of a shtar. Shtar, normally I'm a muzik. Shtar chabiyadi my boy. If I have a shtar, I'm the muzik that you owe me money. And that, that it doesn't help for. So I was wondering, by Ksuba, is that good enough if a woman, Chazal said a woman has to have a copy of Ksuba, even though the husband's chayav Ksuba anyway, to tanai bezdin, every marriage. We say some chadaita, she needs a document. Is it enough some chadaita that he can't say lahadam? Or do you need a bigger some chadaita of that he shouldn't be able to say parati? So that question, I'm not sure what the answer to that is, if it helps over here or not. And I guess it's totally in what the smichas das has to be. I mean, even the Leivis, this is the Karkum case.
Yes.
Yeah. So even the Leivis says, I don't want it to have, even if the.
Well, he's not saying I paid.
Or the Malva is going to be my. So even. What? Yeah, because the Malva is getting two shtaris. So the Leivis says, I don't want the Malva to have two shtaris.
He's not saying I paid.
He's not saying I paid. He's saying, I don't want to have two stars today. Yes, they when you do a get, usually you demand a ksuba, and the ksuba is either ripped up or it's held by best. We don't, if a person doesn't do it, we don't make a fuss over it, but...
Because I was with you once again, I didn't see anybody dealing with
it. I think they did. It was just, it's not a major issue. I've been by Gittin, where the husband gives money for the ksuba, and most get not. But Moshe writes in the tshuva, it's interesting his language. He says, I've never been at a get where the ksuva came into play, because it was always included in the settlement. Usually, unless it's a very brief marriage, it's included in the overall financial settlement. What?
Without the document being handy.
Well, but yeah, but the ksuva is usually given over. Usually, one of the first things they do is they demand the ksuva. In the beginning of the getting the best. I have to take you to another one. I once had a get that was the whole situation was very touchy, and they needed they needed somebody to be a notary. So I called David, asked him if his boss will let him off to come out with me to Munzee to do a get. So his wife said okay. But at any rate, so this is the din of a talk. There was another second question which I had.
So after the second war, when all these people ran away and came, all that's right, they're going to be right,
yes? That's what you're saying, yeah. You have to be right. They all agree, or what? Now, I've had cases where somebody has a ksuba and it gets ripped. Just gets ripped in the halach yelach, in the handling of a get. Of a ksuva. So it gets moved from one place to another, it becomes old, just like the couple, and becomes frayed, just like the couple. And the question is, if there's a rip in the ksuva, you can just scotch tape it and put it back together again. So I looked at Chayshim Mishpat, what the halacha is by ksuvas. There is a simin in Siminun Beis in Shulchan Aruch, where it talks about if a ksuba has a rip, it doesn't say ksuba, it says any shtar. I have a shtar, you owe me money, and there's a rip, or it's ripped. And I say, oh, it ripped by mistake, I scotch taped it. Is that good enough to be a kosher ksuba? And what it's interesting, what it says there in Shulchan Aruch, is it depends on the manner of the rip. Now, it's best not to try to figure out if the rip is likely an accidental rip or a likely rip. It says, for example, if it ripped on the folds, so things rip when they're old. You fold it and unfold it; they tend to rip on the folds. Where it says if it's a small rip that doesn't go through the page and it's in the typhus, meaning in the regular nusach of it, it's okay. It says if the rip is on the signatures or the rip is on the amount of money, that's not okay. So it seems there in Simon and Bays that a person has to. Bezna has to figure it out and try to do their best, like all Dine Mammon. Interesting, Machlaik is the Shach and Taz. The Shach says, any time it's a Shesi, the Erev Rip, meaning it's ripped, two directions, across and top to bottom, that's a sign that it's a real rip. Those rips don't usually happen by themselves. He says, even on a fold. And the Taz, and I think he quotes a Sma, disagrees as to whether it's a real rip or not. I don't know how to go from there to Hilchis Ksuba exactly, because here you need some Chedaita. As long as they've been married, the assumption is that the Ksuba was not paid. A man says, I paid the Ksuba during my marriage. It's not... What I do see is that later in Hilchos Ksuvos, the Siman Kuf, there's a case, the last Ramad, Siman Kuf Sivav, Hoysa Ksuvosa Biyada V'nechtecha B'sakim, she has a Ksuva in her hand, and you can see it was ripped. It's interesting, it's lying, it was ripped with a knife. As you can see, it was ripped deliberately. Eina Gavas Klom, Afa Pisha'ina Keresh Asivayriv. She came on in anything. And the over there, the Chasam Chaika says, I am Chay Shemish, but Simen on Bay. So it sounds like it's up to Bezin to figure out whether the rip was by mistake. Nechtecha B'sakin is not, usually when things rip by mistake, it's not a clean rip. A cut is clean, and a rip is jagged. So it sounds like it comes back to the same thing, that you have to do it. The question, of course, for us is, what happens when someone comes to you and says, my ksuba's ripped, what do I do? Is the scotch tape enough or not enough? I'm usually not worried about the money, more worried about the halacha. So if it's clear, it's just ripped on the fold, everyone agrees it doesn't matter, it's fine. The question is otherwise whether it's better to write a new ksuba, not write a new ksuba. There is such a thing as a certification of a shtar, meaning when you have a ksuba, and there's something about the ksuba that makes it suspicious. Let's say there's a cross out, and something is rewritten in a ksuba. The shtar doesn't also have anything crossed out, and it's corrected. So the halacha is, by shtar is, we write on the bottom of the shtar, we write the two, not a hempik. Hempik is the keen. We write a certification, I've got the Hebrew word for it, on the bottom, that it says, and now we certify that, for example, I told you once I had somebody went to a ksuba reader in Israel, in Eretz Yisrael, to read his ksuba. The ksuba reader closed his eyes and made faces and said, oh, you don't have shalom bias. He said, wow, how'd you know? You know, like he has an advertisement. You have Shalom Bayis, come to me, you know. But anyway, how'd you know? He says, your name's never going to have Shalom Bayis with these names. You got to change your name. I changed my name. He said, we have a service. So he changed his name. So when the man got home, it's nice to show you. A fellow who lives not far from Tarvadat, lived there not far from Tarvadat. So he got home, he realized it's super special. You know, he has a new name. He got the wrong name. So he quickly added in the, it says a man's name six times in Ksuba. Twice, Pliny ben Pliny, first and last, and the four in between times, just his name without his father's name. So he changed it in all six places. He added his added name. And then he thought, you can't add a name after a signature. So he crossed out all the added names. And then he came to a palm with the Ksuba, and he asked her, what do I do with this? So Pab called in two of us, I think it was me or somebody else, to do, on the bottom, to write, recertify, that this man's name at the time of his marriage was such and such, and his name was changed to such and such, and the cross-outs are, the cross-outs can be ignored. And the two Adam signed, they wrote to today's date, and he did it. So after he finished, I told her, Pam, if you're going to take this to the ksuba reader, he's going to say, now you'll never have mazel. Six cross out. So Pam said, I'm not responsible for ksuba readers. I'm only responsible for Judaism, not for these other things. But that's the point. The point is that when you have some, you have a rip, you write on the bottom, you can certify the shtar as soon as a kosher ksuba, and the rip that's on the fifth line is not a sign that it's possible. And
the problem with the rip is because of evidence to collect, or because
it's a suspicion that I should explain that the suspicion is that it was paid, and he ripped it so that nobody could collect from it again. That every suspicion of a rip is that either it was mezuyif and they ripped it, or that it was that there was something wrong.
So it's karati the parati.
Parati for parati. Okay, very good. Parati for karati, the order, right? But the truth is, when we write a new ksuba, you find a mistake at a wedding, we have halacha, you don't give a person two ksubas. So you rip up the first one, you write the second one, and there's a mistake because it doesn't matter. Yeah.
So the name was spelled incorrectly. That requires a new ksuba, or
it's interesting. Last night, I forgot why, I bumped into a tshuva. Where did I see it? Oh no, I saw it here in Days of Makadish. Look at the Eizem Mekaydesh. He says here, very big chiddush. Why is the name is spelled wrong? The Eizem Mekaydesh here, in the first column, to me this is a tremendous chiddush. Listen to this. Chiddush, hoyotos. Okay, first column. Hoyotos miksuva, shayel lichtav, Asher Aver. That was his name. Shem Aviyachosin. I never heard anybody named after Aver. You ever heard anybody? Shem Aver. So it should have said Asher Aver, but it Aver Rav Yechasson is Rosh Hashiva, right? Because of Avram Aver, that's a pretty bad mistake. His name is Asher, and they wrote Avram. So he said Tikanti Metevis Avram Tevis Asher, base palming twice in the Ksuba, presumably first and last. He changed it after it was signed. Umakamakai who betayrif davash yachal is dayif. It was in the Torah, in the form of the Ksuva. Davish Yachal is Dayif. I didn't do a Kiyom. A Kiyom is what I meant to do, signatures on the bottom to certify the change. Okay, Shtar is a Typhus and a Torah. Typhus is the normal Tfus, the pre-printed part, and Torah is the individualized part, like the name. So that has to be done right. Listen to why he's makel. Ein b'dachash di'evet, achar ha'chupa. Kimen sh'yadua she'im bi'ir isha achera sh'shma v'shem aviyo kein. Now this wouldn't work in New York City, but he was in a small shtetl, and there's nobody in the city whose name was so-and-so, the daughter of Asher Aver. V'shenissus b'yayim ahu. Well, and not someone with that name that got married that day. K'mash kosev k'suvah. She ashamed by looking. Somebody with that name married on that day with the same name of her husband. The only thing is, the name of Viv, I guess the father of the chassan, he made the mistake. Pshita she giroin guvaina bezeh. There's no chassarin. Harayo yekinyan suda shukakosav heitev. And did a kinyan. Umitzat sheim akayim hibiksuvis samachti esatzmi alzeh. I didn't want to write a kiyum on the bottom of a ksuba. I left myself. Now listen to what he brings, the second chiddush. Now first thing is a chiddush gadol. I don't think anybody would do this today. You have the wrong name, but since nobody else got married that day with this name, it's good enough. It's nicker that the change was honest. Now listen to what he brings. I've never heard of this meaning. B'yem shalachav, the day after the wedding, amarti lahavi lichesimasi de'achasen, atesis ksuba. I said, let me fix up the signature on the Taisis Ksuva. Listen to what he writes. V'layla sha'achar ha'chupa noyagin. The minig is the night after the wedding, the minig in wherever he was, she'ni'urin kol ha'layla ve'misyachtin klal ha'chasa v'akala. You ever see a minig? That they go a whole night and they don't do namiyach ha'chasa v'akala the first night of the wedding? You ever know such a thing? I mean, they'll see them have a mitzvah task till the morning. I always wondered about it. But he says they had a minig. Anybody ever heard of a minig? They're not miyachid the first night. Emisyar kal chasav akal. Kim shesh simiyar achasin. Nira enoch is lichtoi vatei sefes. Gam shen nisyachdu beini beini. Gze odif mea tfosis mashkin. Shari achasim is yad. Ef shen lichtoi v'sach meruba. What he's saying is that he relied on the chasim is yad achasin on the Taisis Ksuba, and it sounds like he holds, they quote him as saying that even the Shtar and the Taisis Ksuba without the Ksuba is good, which I want to talk about separately. But there are two Chidushim here. One Chidush is the Avram Aver and Asher Aver, that there's nobody else in the city with that name, it's good enough, it's a big Chidush. And the second thing is that this minig not to be boil the first night, which I don't think anybody ever, any of us ever heard of. Now it could be, I don't know what he's talking about. There is apizaya that when it's a woman is an almana, when a woman's an almana and is a second marriage, that it's a sakana to be boiled the first night. There is such a thing that I don't know Zayars, but I saw it brought, the Mechitzah has a tshuva about it, whether to be machmir on that, like the first neshama is tainus and might have tainus, and you should, then you're not boiled the first night. Mechitzah himself says not to worry about it, and we never know what a Zayar means, and to ignore it. But he does bring sperm that brings such a custom. So I don't know if this Maisa Shahoy of Deza Makhaj was a second marriage, doesn't say. But he didn't write this as a sefer, it's taken from his notes. And it's the only way I can understand it, otherwise I don't understand.
Well, you don't know if he did that name as a sefer.
What?
That's not his
own. No, so he changed it. The problem, people are going to look and they say, look at that. They fooled him. They made Avraham Eber. It's really Asher Eber. He says, no, there was nobody with that name. I think that's what he's saying.
Boyaz ignored that Zayar.
So Boyaz and Rus, well, they're two Nusfai. Pashtus, he wasn't Boyal. I mean, the first night after the wedding. Yeah. So it's Taka Kasha from Boyaz and a Kasha from all the Heteragunas. The Mechsitzak writes that what does it mean the Neshama is, doesn't want you to remarry? Besides, it goes out of its way to Matir and Aguna all the time. And he brings Boyaz and Rus, he brings somebody else also. But then. Okay. What?
Zohar came after
Boaz and Rus. Yeah. At any rate, this was your question about the names. Now, getting back to the Ramah. So the Ramah is saying that you write a second ksuba, in this case, vim einei edei asach haksubis. Okay, we're up to the Ramah, up to the fifth line. He said you have to write a new ksuba. Now, many a day, sachak subas. One is you don't know the amount. Today, we all know the amount by Ashkenaz, and we always do the same. But what is if you don't know the amount? Or we said, even by us, you could write a second shtar. We would call it a prenuptial agreement, but it's really a taisus suba. What he gives her by a divorce. So, if they don't know the sachak subas, the taisus suba, im yishur ktsasa, naslin basrayu, if some ksubas in the city remain. We follow that. We assume that in the city they have one minig. So it seems that they used to write Tosek Suba different for different people. And that's what they do. What? But he was already obligated himself. He was an usher when they got married. He obligated himself. So even if now he's not an Ashir, his previous obligation remains. Issue is, Michael, you're writing a new one would be different, but that's not the case. So it's Kafir's original obligation. And he is, Kisha Nevda Ksuba. Now he's not talking anymore about a war in the city. Anytime a Ksuba is lost, a Balichtev Lok, Ksuba Chacheres, Tsarch Lifte Lok, Ksuba Gedaila Karishaina. Now here, there is a certain amount of disagreement and understanding. The words are easy, but the meaning. It says, if she loses a ksuba, and she comes and says, okay, I lost my ksuba, I need a ksuba there, because I need a new ksuba. So the Ramah says, you have to write the ksuba, same as the gedolah k'rishayna, the same amount as the first. Now here, the question is, what is the kavanah of the Ramah? Does the Ramah mean, it's a chayshamish batikadin, you obligated yourself money, the shtar is lost, you have to write the same as before. Or is it a Eben Ezra Dikadin? That in Dine Ksuba, it has to be the same. What's an Afkamina? If you write a new Ksuba, and you only write the 200s, are they mutter with each other? Halachi is, if someone's Bayali Isha without a Ksuba, it's Kabayal Zainach, as I'll say. That person had to live with his wife without a Ksuba. And she needs whatever Smichas Das that she has a Shtar. Do we say Chazal's takana was 200? So that's it. You need 200 to be natznos. He wrote another $10,000. So that's a chayshimish for tikkadim, and you have to write it because a chayshimish, but he owes him the money. Or do we say No, she didn't get married only for Hasi Chazdas. She got married for Taisus Ksuba. She got married for Ksuba of a greater amount. And therefore, you have to have a Taisus Ksuba to be mutter one with the other. Now, this is a sort of a global question about how to deal with Taisus Ksuba. If Taisus Ksuba has all the dinim of the regular Ksuba, once you write it, it's in. Or not. There's actually a Gemara in Ksubas, Anaf Nun Dalid. I think it says 15 things.
Right. Kamina.
Kamina Dvar. You know better than me.
Yeah.
It says Chamesh Asri Dvar.
Yeah.
It says Kol Dvar Meilu Boh. Right. It says there's a list of 15 things that apply to a Tais Ksuba like a Ksuba. The main thing is Shibudim.
Right.
The Karkas Meshuba Tais Ksuba, just like regular Ksuba, and everything else. So Shaila is, does it mean only those things? It lists a bunch of things. Those things, but nothing else. What does it mean? No. Atuki ruchla leizol, it should count everything. It means for everything, Tais Ksuba is the same as a Ksuba. So that's the Shaila. Call it, the Achrayim, we talked about it, call it a Machlaikis, the Beis Shmuel and the Gemara. The Beis Shmuel is easy. Here, Beis Shmuel Yud. Beis Shmuel Yud. He says,
what?
Five lines
from the bottom.
Yeah, five lines from the bottom. And the Beis Shmuel says that tzarech lichtei v'achad b'ksuba hinei b'nev d'ksuvas tzarech lichtei ksuba acheres kisach ksuba rishayna. Ella, when does it say ikksuba? Ella koyam echeles. Ozei tzarech lichtei l'ksuba acheres ella b'ksuba v'nira. They kaisav la elamana when he's writing when she's Michael. The hash the bully he elabnisr star mechila shevi says simply mashu kenayin shavai apapisha. The esher avladas apays and sriud loymahani mechila and ukshik suba deraisa loymahani mechila. Avu yosebi aksuba deraisa yoshem the mahani lekuli alma mechila. So I guess the raya is from the beginning. And now I'm looking at it, I don't really see how it's a raya, sort of one way or the other. It could be vayta to chayshem mishpatikadin. I don't know, I'm not sure. And they understand, at least the achrayim understand him to mean that you're also to live with her without the full amount. But they bring that the Gra disagrees. I wasn't sure where the Gra here is clearly disagreeing, unless they mean Gra Yud Zayin. Kishenevda, Klebav Basra, Mishenim Chishtachay, Mamidla, Bakama, Maskavla, etc. Ratzalayba, Bakoy Chay Lichtay, Aval, and he merutsa, Bipachis, Vadi Shafidamid, Yachalim Chalashar, Lekuliyama. I don't see that that's such a chiddush. If she's going to say, okay, write me a small ksuba, it's okay, you could do it. And I don't see where that's a raya that it is this way. So it's very hard to see exactly where the Gra is arguing. Maybe I just missed it somewhere in the long Gra here.
If we would say it's a choshen mishpat ticket, then could it be satisfied not only in cash? It could be satisfied in anything.
No, you need to start. If you pay up a ksuba, that's not good.
No, a promise to pay like $200 in horses or something like that.
Well, they could do it anything. That's the way generally. Special. You'll start off a ksuba, can you pay in horses? That's not, you don't losing your star.
No, I'm saying this distinction between the Choshen Mishpat Tikadin and an Ebenezer Tikadin.
So that's a general question. When you do a ksuba, do you have to pay in cash? That's what you're asking. There's nothing to do with Nevda, though. Uh-huh. Right? But the halachi is that you have to mishabit everything you have. I feel Maglibet Al Kaspe, we're mishabit on the ksuba, and we don't do it anything specifically. So it's not so clear, the halacha lamaisa, about the Tais Ksuba. I guess it would apply nowadays. Or people have a side agreement, some type of prenuptial agreement, and it gets lost, whether that losing that is the equivalent of losing a ksuba. She's not samas das, that should be taken care of in the case of a divorce. So I'm not sure what the halacha lemaisa would be. There's a sefer ksuba kilchasa, and in that sefer they have a siman where they have this shaila, and they bring that as a machlokes beis shammai and the Gra, beis Shmuel and the Gra, but they don't have a clear psak. There is a Rambam, The Rambam says, it's famous, the last Gemara in the Dorim, if a woman says, Gerishtani, she's Nemenes, because he ain't a Shemiz upon her of Nebailot. A woman who says, Gerishtani, she's now Nemenes, and she wants Ein HaKsuba. So the Rambam says that that's only the Ksuba, not the Tosefes Ksuba. He seems to hold that it's like a takana, even though you might have a woman who is Miza. He says only the Gufa Ksuba. The Ravid says, what's the difference between Ksuba and regular Ksuba? They're the same dinim. Now, however it plays itself out in that case, you see in the Rambam that the Rambam held that Tosefes Ksuba and the Gufa Ksuba don't have the same din, at least in one aspect. So that Mishnah, that they're all the same as Lav Dafka, the Ravid holds, what do you mean? Tosefes Ksuba is like Ksuba. So putting aside what the Svara might be in that case, it would seem that it's not that way. In the Ur Sameach in Hilchos Ishus, he has a fascinating, the reverse shaila. A woman lost her ksuba, but has her Tosefes Ksuba document. Has a document, we will call it a prenuptial agreement. She has an agreement, now she gets divorced, she gets taken care of whatever way. A woman marries a millionaire and she has a prenup, then if they get divorced, she gets $1 million. So she lost her ksuba. What about her ksuba? 200 zuz? She has an agreement, she's getting $1 million. So the Ursameh says it's good enough. There's some chadaita. Of course, it's not always $1 million, but it has to be more than the gufa ksuba. And so she has a smichas das on her amount of money. So Ursameh says that that's good. It's in Hilchos Ishus Perek Yud Aleph. And I guess from there, it seems in the underlying shaila that I'm talking about, you don't need everything. You need, in order to, there shouldn't be a bias nos, the ksuba tikadin. It's enough that you have the minimum that Chazal set up, which is 200 zuz. And as long as you have that, you know, she got married, she made up 200 zuz plus $1 million. It doesn't matter as long as she still has the takana drabanan, that's good enough. Yeah. Well, I say prenuptial, you're talking. There are two prenuptials. There's a normal prenuptial, which is a couple gets married and they want to have an understanding of how they're going to divide their assets if they separate. So that's not what you mean. That's a regular financial document between two parties. It has nothing to do with forcing a get. Right? That's a normal prenuptial agreement that couples can make. And usually one side is wealthy and one side is not. The wealthy side wants to protect them. That's what I'm talking about. A second marriage later in life is always a prenuptial agreement. You know, he has children, she has children, and they want to keep whatever their Yerush is to that side of the family. What you mean is the tumble over prenups to force a get. So there are a number of prenuptial agreements to force a get. There are questions, I think both legal and halachic questions, about various types of prenuptial agreements that exist. If somebody asks me about a prenuptial agreement, I tell them to use a regular standard arbitration agreement and to say that anything has to do with the divorce, they designate an arbitrator to decide. And there was one case that I was involved in that was actually brought to court. And that case, the husband ran away. He left the country. He was held in contempt. So whether that proves anything, I don't know, but a standard arbitration agreement, of course, recognized, even like arbitration agreements. But Shane came the new prenups, which, whether they'll win or not, they can be challenged. And once you challenge something in court, so it becomes very difficult. I don't encourage prenuptial agreements. If people ask for it, you know, look, in my circles, in yeshiva, Baruch Hashem, I mean, even with the epidemic of divorces, so I think I went from 99% of them not getting divorced to 95% to 96%, you know. Like, I remember after 20 years, someone came to me, I said, I make a cheshbon, how many, see the kedushas I had in yeshiva, and how many divorces I had, it was 99%. I mean, I can't know if they lasted 25 years, but the first 5 to 10 years, that lasted. So it's not the crisis that exists, didn't exist. Now, it has gotten worse over the last few years, especially with mental illness. But, you know, I don't see having to have everyone sign a prenup. If someone, If they want to sign, I'm going to stop anyone. They do whatever they like.
There's no halacha sign that you shouldn't have.
There's halacha tain on the prenup. It has nothing to do with the kedushin. The kedushin is a good kedushin. If the prenup is used, there's a question of asmachta. Most people get married, they don't really mean to accept the knas on themselves. They're not, some are, but most of them are not entertaining the idea of a divorce. And they don't really mean to obligate themselves. So, that's the shaila, that's asmachta shaila. If they want to use, Rabbi Willigs is the best of the different nuskais that's out there. And Rabbi Bleich has his own nuskai, but I don't think it's used. And then there are two other nuskais. So.
What? You have to fight for divorce of the court, he has to give it to the.
Fine.
The rule is that the husband filed for divorce in the court, that he has to give it.
He has to give a get, but you can't be master. That's not how the prenups work, no. The prenups force usually support as a means of deterring him from not giving a get. And that's what they usually use. They use just amount of support per day to deter him from holding out. That's a shava get melissa of a forced get. Okay, at any rate, this last Ramah in Sif Gimel is very surprising to most of us. This last Ramah tells us that us Ashkenazim don't need a ksuba at all. Everything you learn, Setas ksubas, Hilchas ksubas. Dr. Ramah, listen to the Ramah. He says, That means a place with the same Rabbeinu Gershon. You can't be Megarish unless a woman agrees. Ain't Sarf Lifte Ksuba. In Cain, Bizman Azeh, Bividides Eilu, She Megarisha Bakorcha Shalisha, Mishachem Rabbeinu Gershon. In our countries, where we don't do this, Majibar Lakamak of Yutes, Hayev Shalahakul, Bixivas Aksuba, you don't even need a Ksuba. Avalayna Mini Cain, Ben Lishanais. But you didn't stay by original minig, and therefore you write a ksuba. But here the Ramah says that for those who hold of Chayra Ben Gershom, you don't really need the ksuba, the old ksuba. Now the chiyuv ksuba is inherent. So tonight best, we mean now to document the ksuba, which is Shalei Samchadaita, Shei Kalabain of Leitziyai. So since Leitziyah, so over here it's anyway not Kalabain of Leitziyah, because it's Chayra Ben Gershom. So he says, the Ramah Shita is that a ksuba b'zman hazeh, strictly speaking, is not necessary. Mishtar ksuba.
So why do people get crazy every time there's a mistake about the ksuba?
We don't go crazy, we just fill out a new one.
Yeah, we don't have to. I mean, if you go to this, you could...
Okay, so we live in a world, some of us live in a world where you do things, l'chatshel and happy the other, and they'll have chilas. But I do have to tell you, the Chalkas V'chaykik and the Beis Shmuel and the Goyin all argue with this Rabbah. Maybe that's the reason why. What's the Rabbah's Ryan? Simchabayin Zayin, it talks about a Mefata. Someone is Mefata, an Ara. He has to marry her. He's not a Lo Yechol Garsha Kol Yamav. L'shach Kol Yamav. He can't give her a get. So there it says, since he can't give her a get, somebody's Mefata Ma'anis, a girl. So you don't need a ksuba because you can't divorce her anyway.
He dies.
What?
He dies.
When he dies. But to get the ksuba is like Kalbain of Leitzia is not because of his death. It's because the shtar. I mean, the chiv is there, but the shtar. So if you look in either one, you look in the Chalkas Mechaikok here. In Yudches, the Chalkas Mechaikok, Ye'ef Shaloh HaKel. The Ramah said, "Efshalah hakol." So after Chazal, "Bekal yesh lechalek beidavish osam in atayra legarish." L'mashu rak betkazim in ugeshem aragayla. He says he can't compare somebody that's a deraisa, that's a deraisa liyuchal shachol kol yama, to a case where it's a tekanas or in ugeshem, which doesn't have the same chaimer at all. If you look in the gra, which gra is it? Cotton. I'm going to come on. Yud Zayin. It's two Yud Zayins, no wonder. Okay, it's funny. There's a Yud Zayin, then a Yud Beis, then a Yud Zayin. Mm-hmm. But anyway, in the second Yud Zayin, which is 8 lines in the bottom, I'm going to come on. Siv Gimel, Lefika Chaitzar Fechulu. Avalai Dami Lisham. I'm going to come on. Beis Shemol. The Gra also says it's Eid Adayim Lisham, so therefore. It's not.
Why did not might as she fill some Kadaita.
So he's saying it's not the same level as Smichas Das, I guess.
She, I mean, she,
you defend the Ramada. What's the difference? It's the Eis of the Rabbana, and if it's a Dover, somebody that's accepted, it shouldn't matter. Okay. And that's a dispute. Sometimes,
upon,
what?
Based upon this Ramah, so if somebody can't find the Ksuba, and there's the three holidays coming up, so they can't be Yaakov with their wife, and he's Samech and the Ramah.
I didn't see that the Paiskim are Samech on it. All the Paiskim say that
so
it's awesome. So
if she can't find the Ksuba, it's awesome.
All the Paiskim are going to say, so I do have to tell you, it's likely because of this Ramah, we're makel in a couple of machlokes, and we're makel taka in yichud. So let's be shayinim if a couple without a ksuba is mutter be yichud, which svaradim, some of them are machmir, depending on how you understand sifalif, and Ashkenazim, we only asabiya, not yichud. Secondly, we write a very loose shtar ksuba. We follow Maramin, says some of the minhagim of Ashkenaz, says minhag Ashkenaz, we don't write the languages. You learn ksubas. The ksubas ben indichrin, ben isnukrin, all these things are not in our ksuba. We write a very just a general, broad language without the particulars that the Mishnayos say. It could be that it's based on the Ramah that we have this minig to be makel in the lashonis of ksuba, or in the siyichon of a ksuba. It may be, I don't know for sure, that it's based on. That is based on this Ramah.
Maybe can you rely on the Ramah?
Maybe it's a difference.
That was his question. The minig is not. The minig is not to. The minig is to be also be tashmish unless you have an actual shtak suba.
Maybe the difference between the chayav d'avigeshon and loynes and pate is the hetamayarabun.
Is the hetamayarabun?
Yes.
There's
a loophole in the.
Okay. You know, that the mayor bottom is pissed this around. That the mayor bottom is sometimes misused, so maybe that's why it pissed. What?
Misplaced
is fine, and lost is a problem. Even by Yersha Kosher Karkum, he says, Becheskas Nevda. It's not because she can't spot it, it's because it's Becheskas Nevda. A very interesting Shaila, with this Ramah, the question, what happens? If I'll give you an example. Let's say a woman has a ksuba, she gives it to her parents to hold. Her parents are holding it. So, like I mentioned to you, I have my daughter's ksuba in my drawer. She stuck it before she went to her sister. I didn't put it in. She stuck it in. And it's in the drawer of my desk. Okay? No problem. What happens if I would notice it's missing? Say I notice it's missing. Do I have to tell her? It really, Chazal sound like they're saying that really this is a ksuba chiyuv ksuba anyway. Why do you need a shtar? Why some chedaita? So if in her mistaken thought it exists, it doesn't really exist. She's some chedaita, so then maybe it's good enough. It doesn't smell right? But, so we always have the shaila of a misasek. A misasek on Shabbos. There's no issur d'oraisa. So what's misasek? Misasek, someone does a malach, he doesn't know he's doing it. He's totally unaware that he's doing it. He has something in his pocket, he goes out to the street. It's like Chazal said, you have to check your pockets. But as far as carrying, he's unaware. Misasek is potter. Somebody who sees the Gemara says, someone who sees a tomato on the floor and he thinks it's a talush, he picks it up and it's really mechuber. So that's misasek. He doesn't need a kapara. Now he can't be a drabon on pashtus on misasek. But he can't make it a drabon because the whole definition is someone has no clue he's doing it. So the question is, if I know someone's a misasek, do I have to stop him? I know someone is heading out to shul. See, have something in the pocket is a bad example because Chazal made a tikkun, you have to check your pockets. But let's say I have a situation where, I don't know, someone stuck it into his lining, not in his pocket. Or he checked his pockets and then someone stuck it in. Do I have to tell him? Has he in a kapara at all? So there's a school of thought that you don't have to tell him. In the shiurim of Rabbi Yashiv on the Sefer Shabbos, he says it can't be. And in different places in his shiurim, he's misnageid to the idea that you can have someone doing a malacha and he's an asasek, you don't have to tell him. but the achluke day is time. This is a similar case. The ksuba is lost. She's unaware of it. So she's some chedaita b'tos, but she's some chedaita. So I don't know what the halach is. Now, what you have in front of you is a ksuba de erchasa. Now, you can't buy these things in the Sfarim store because it doesn't pay for them to sell it. A rav needs a sefer with these shtaris. There's ksuba de erchasa, there's ksuba de shtakach peitusa, there's a special ksuba for nishtar shema. These things come up on rare occasion, and you need it. Now look at Siv Dalet, and then we'll look at the Shtar. In Siv Dalet, it says, Benevda, if you lost the Ksuba, you got to rub, you lost the Ksuba. Iyadu Sadi Zimna Kama, if witnesses know the original date, Kasvi Ahu Zimna, you write that date. Viloyadi Kasvi Mehashta, you write a Nusa from now. No, she's going to manayim from Mishubadim. So that witnesses, you don't know the marriage date. Uva meicheles ein kaisin alas mashal ashav. And when she's meichel the ksuba, it's a nuchia from now going forward. So that's pashit. You write today's date. So what date does it say you write? It says if you know the original date, you write the original date. If you don't know the original date, so you write from now. So let me show you what our minig is in our ksuba derchasa. It's a long nusach, but it really the middle of it is a regular ksuba. It starts this way: Madahava Kadmana. It's the Bezdin is speaking. Bezdin says they came in front of us. Blank b'Shabbes Chaydesh Nas Chamishlam Shabbes. That they write today's date. If someone comes to me today, I'm married 40 years ago. He lost his ksuba, so I write today's date. L'biyasal Mishanu Manin Kan and today's place. Ech Shereb Pliny ben Pliny, the husband, Asla Kadmana, Vamalana, and he said the following: Hado Maras Plinus Bas Plinus, this woman, Kadhavas, either Almana or Besula or Volta, when she was originally, and seamlessly liintu bin Kadma's Donna. She's married to me in the past. Now you write Be'ir, the city in which the marriage took place. Kilchis Bedais Yisrael, the Mahansvin Lugovrayim, the Chuppah, the Kiddushim, the Biksuba, and the original marriage was done properly. Chuppah, Kiddushim, why is that order? The Chuppah, the Kiddushim again. We say the Chuppah, the Kiddushim. The Ran and Shabbat and Ksubis asks why we say the Chuppah, the Kiddushim. The order is backwards. So he brings. What? He brings. So I once mentioned this in another year, because I spoke about the rule of Yehu. Remember Klal Yehu? Klal Yehu is that Beget Kefes Borei Shavila gets a dogish. Beis Gimel Dalet Chav Pei Saf. In the beginning of a word, Bereishis becomes a base. And that's why if you write Vilna, you write Vav Vav, Lamed Nun Aleph, for the city of Vilna. If you write Veis Lamed, it becomes Vilna. And that's not Vilna, it's Vilna, so you write Vav Vav. So Beget Kefes Borei Shavila gets a. Gets a dogish. The exception to that is the klal of Yehu. The klal Yehu is if the word before ends with a yud hey vav aleph, and it's read together, and the two words are read together. The trup is a mishamesh. If two words are read together, and the second word is like the word neki kapayim, it doesn't say neki kapayim. It says neki chapayim, because neki ends with a yud. And it's the chaf, so chaf bereish avila becomes a kaf. But since the rule of Yehu, the key is the key chapayim. Don't start off with
except
that.
The second one is not.
Okay, but this is the rule of Yehu. Now the Nuki Yosef writes, like everyone knows it. It's four words. He says, yes, why is the chup of Vikidushim Ravav? He says, no, it's a vase, klal Yehu. Period. That's what he writes. Like everyone knows klal Yehu. So he says, Kuppa Vichidushin is a vase. When I finished, the Sfaradim in the crowd, they came running up with their Sidurim. It says a vase. The Taka says, Kuppa Vichidushin with a vase. It says it that way. The Ran was a Sfaradim, all the Rishon was Sfaradim. So, anyway, getting back here, that's an aside. Bechuppa Vichidushin or Beksuba. We originally got married. Vikadu Irchisla Shtakasufta. Now that Aksuva is lost, I had written then, Vamu Rabbana and Asal by Yisrael Ashur Yemin say below Ksuba. A filu shaita chada. So the man's not be with his wife even 1 hour without Ksuba. Kambina lichtel Ksuba achrisa. So I want to write her a new Ksuba. Becharika in the nusach the Ksuba kamaisa in the of the original Ksuba Nudanya the original Nadin. V'tosefta delay. So this is the introductory paragraph. The man came in front of us and said, I want a new ksuva. B'chein. So Bezin writes, therefore, Anachnu Sadi, the Chasmul Letchais, we, the witnesses, signed on the need. Kanina Minei, knowing the best, you need two witnesses. Kanina Minei Hashta, Kisadi Kamoi. You have to have the same witnesses. We made a Kinyan now, just like the original ones did. The Chasimu Tchais Ksuva Kamaisa, Derchasa. Like those who had signed under the first one. The Irchas less Nahu, I guess the first one which is lost that is not here. Bizmak Sufta Kamaisa Lo Yadana. And we don't know the original Zman. Kasabnu Lok Suva Da, Khalufik Sufta Kamaisa, Miyam Dinan, Ubalisha Da Amalana, Davik Sivuk Suva Kamaisa, the Irchasa. And in the same language as the original Loshtar, Eich. Now Eich and on is the nusach of the original ksuba. Echer, Pliny, Ben Pliny, this whole thing is the nusach of the regular ksuba. And it ends, the second line from the bottom, the kanina min, four lines in the bottom, kanina min, Rev Pliny, Ben Pliny, Lamaris Pliny, Spasati, Dahavis, Besulta, whatever is kadis nas, Beslemi kadmesa, Kamakas, Vorashalam, and the Kashmanai, Bea Kashri Vakayam. This is a lakshin of a ksuba de erchasa. So we don't bring witnesses on the first marriage. We bring new witnesses that do it. And late at night, Rabbi Yosef Asher is the one that's always here at shul. So he's signed ksuba de erchasa with me a number of times because he's my official sec. I'm also a kasher aide, so we do it together. And we sign these ksubas, and it happens. It happens to people that they can't find the ksuba. And there, Memel, I have. This is just copied from the Sefer. Now, what the Sefer has on the facing page is the same thing in Hebrew. In Eretz Yisrael, there are those who want to write ksubas in Hebrew. Now, we write in Aramaic. We have a tshuva, I think, from the Tashbats that explains the Nusach and says that we do Aramaic, Chazal made a Lashon, and we rely on their Lashonis that they're Bodek Menusa throughout all the generations. You write a new Nusach, someone will say there's something wrong with it. Our Gittin, certainly we don't play around with. And the Meila, the Ksuba as well.
It's not original data.
There are Ksuba Derechuses that in, when it goes to the Nusach, it puts in the original date. And I've seen such a thing. That's usually a Nusach where you bring the first two witnesses. And they come. If you ask me, I was written on a Ksuba for so-and-so's marriage. I'm not going to remember the date. Most people don't really remember.
They
sort of a wedding album, maybe invitation. So it's like a umdina. It could be.
Why can't you just write it in English?
What?
You write it in English.
You write in English is kosher. As long as it's an obligation.
Irchasa
is not a nuksuba because that's the whole point. When she's moichel, you do a nuksuba. Ksuba de Irchasa is the shibudim a mishubit. Should be mishubit from then. Obviously, you have to be able to prove what ate them. And the amount is the amount of a basula, not of a bula. Today she's a bula. This is the nusach that's used for
what
a basula.
What is the translation of the word irchasa?
Irchasa is lost. And for some reason, Chazal and the Ksuba put in matrachta as a divorced woman. They put in lashainis that are not well known to people. I'm not sure why.
She lost this Ksuba, irchasa.
So you write a ksuba derchasa derchasa. Probably not. You don't have to write a replacement for the replacement. You can just write a new replacement for the original one. You don't have to replace the replacement. But if you have ksuba derchasa and then it's the shana shema, that would be an
interesting. What's karika?
I think from the context, ksuba arsa b'charika, and I think it's the lashon in the nusach, the ksuba kamaisa of the original. So you find the original, you rip up the new one, not the original. you rip out a new one, because this is just a kiyum of the kiyum.
We have over here the kiyum of a month.
Yes, sorry.
That just happened to be the original ksuba said b'chayim of a maves, and they don't like writing maves in a ksuba, kilo everyone's going to live forever. So they write b'chayim of b'sachayim. That was the nusach. I must have mentioned to you the lashon chachamenu zal, ketivin chazal. So the chassidim are makpid to write chachamenu zachoyim of avraham. I once read the ksuba, the Satmar Rebbe was the Masada Kedushin. And I read the ksuba, so when I'm reading it, even if it says chachamenu zachoyim of avraham, I just say chazal, because who's listening anyway? You know, just read it. So afterwards, the Rebbe came over to me. He says, we're makbit to say Zechoyin Levracha, because we want to say bracha in the ksuba. I say the word bracha. I said, what do you mean when I say bracha? Zechoyin Levracha means he's dead. It doesn't mean bracha. So still, we want to say another such bracha in the ksuba. So that's it. Okay, see me. It's a shovel. We could pick up Ebenezer. We'll see exactly where on the...